Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult, and it has many challenges. And we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about how to be happier. Now, to some people, that sounds like an absurd topic because they just assume we have no control over that. That happiness would depend completely on our circumstances. If good things happen to us, we'll be happy, and if bad things happen to us, we will not be happy. But that's not always the case. It's actually much more complicated than that. For instance, you've probably seen people who found a way to be happy even though they had difficulties in life, that circumstances were not always great, and yet they found ways of being positive and happy. You've probably also found people that even when circumstances were good, they complained and griped and fussed constantly, and they were never happy no matter how good things were. You see, our circumstances don't necessarily dictate our level of happiness. It certainly has an effect, but it's more complicated than just looking at what are our circumstances in any given moment. There's actually a few factors that go into living a happy life. One is genetics. If we come from a family that tends to be happier just by their personality, their disposition, well, there's a good chance that we're going to be a happier person as well. And if we come from a very serious family that doesn't really put a lot of emphasis on happiness, well, we're probably going to be that way as well. But studies have shown that that is not the only factor. Some have suggested that maybe about 50% of our happiness level comes from our genetics. Now, I'm not sure there's any way to measure that exactly, so I wouldn't take these percentages as absolute fact, but in general, a good portion of our happiness level is going to be based on our genetics, but not all of it, maybe up to half. Then, of course, there's circumstances, and naturally that's going to affect us, but as I just said, it affects different people different ways. Sometimes people rise to the occasion and can find positive things in the midst of difficulties, and some people can find a way to find something wrong even in the best of circumstances. And so circumstances play a role, obviously, in our happiness level, but in general, it's a rather small percentage. Some people have suggested about 10%. Now, if these percentages are anywhere close to correct, that leaves somewhere around 40% of our happiness level that would be based on other factors besides our genetics and our circumstances. And so today I'm going to give you strategies that you can put into your life to be happier, regardless of your genetic background. And regardless of the circumstances at the time, we can live a happier life by living out these strategies. And the first strategy is to make positive memories on purpose. Our brains are very powerful things, but it is essentially a muscle like all the other muscles in our body. It becomes stronger as we use it. And it learns to adapt to the way we are using it. So with other muscles in our body, if we are training to be an athlete, it depends on how we're training, what muscles are used, and how they are built up. Weightlifters don't have the same physique as marathon runners because they're using different muscles, training different ways. Well, our brain is the same way. Our brain builds up strength as we use it in particular areas. So, if we are constantly thinking of negative things, that portion of our brain will get stronger. But if we are thinking about positive things and generating positive memories, that portion of our brain can grow stronger as well. And so that's not just a matter of circumstances. Sometimes we need to make positive memories on purpose. Do things that we enjoy to generate those positive memories and then think about them on purpose. Remember them. Focus on them. Generating those positive memories will build that portion of our brain. One of the reasons why it's so easy to focus on the negative is that we get into the habit of focusing on the negative. And that portion of our brain that does that becomes very strong. And so if we want the portion of our brain that focuses on positive memories to be stronger, we have to do that on purpose. We have to make memories of things we enjoy, do things on purpose, make those memories, and then focus on them. Like every other brain activity, the more we do it, the stronger that portion of our brain will become. And people who focus on positive memories tend to be happier. The second strategy is to say nice things. Say nice things to people. If we get in the habit of always being grumpy, if we get in the habit of always criticizing people, or always finding fault at things, again, our brain is going to grow stronger in that area. And when we are in that negative place, when we are focusing on negative things and criticizing people and saying harsh things, it has an effect on our own life as well. We sort of know if we criticize someone and we complain about them and we're mean to them, well, we might not be making them happy. But the reality is we're not making ourselves happy either. Our bodies, our minds react to that negative criticism as well. When we are in that place of finding fault and criticizing people, our bodies, our minds react negatively. It reduces our own level of happiness when we're pointing out faults in everyone else. Now, obviously, if there's something major we need to address, we can address it. But in general, find reasons to say nice things to people. Say things nicely. Just be nice. People who live their life being nice to other people tend to be happier. And so start building that habit of saying nice things. You might even start with your own family. Sometimes we're the most negative to the people we love the most. And so practice being nice. It will tend to make your own life happier. The third strategy is to refocus negative thoughts. Now, you can't stop having negative thoughts. The more you try to stop thinking about something, the more you're going to think about it. You can't just stop having certain thoughts just because they're negative. And some things in life obviously are negative. But not everything is bad. And so when we start finding ourselves having these negative thoughts, it's okay to have them, but get in the habit of refocusing them. Ask yourself questions like, can I do anything about it? And if you can fix it, then what are you complaining about? Fix it. Then you can be happy about that. And if there's nothing you can do about it, then understand that you can't do anything about it. And so fussing about it, complaining about it, focusing on it is not going to do a lot of good. And so start to refocus those negative thoughts. Find things, even within that situation, that you can say, well, at least this part is good. Look for things, even if they're small, to say, well, I don't like this situation, but at least this is working out well within that. At least this part is working out. At least this is a positive aspect that's coming from this. Take the time and the effort to refocus your thoughts. Even in negative situations, even when you're having negative thoughts, look for something positive and be able to admit, well, at least this, it may be small, but at least this is good in this situation. And that just helps refocus, which again, tends to make us happier. A fourth strategy is to live out your values. Sometimes we end up living our life according to the standards of someone else. Sometimes we end up living our life according to the standards of other people, maybe our family, maybe our society, our coworkers, whoever it might be, and we're trying to please them and we're not being ourselves. We are not living our own values. We are compromising who we are in an effort to please someone else. And the sad part is, in many cases, it doesn't please those people anyway. But even if it does, if we're living out our life in contrast to our own values, in contrast to what we truly care about in life, then we're never going to be happy, even if we are able to please everyone else. For example, maybe what you truly value in your life is family, and yet you have a very demanding job. Your employer, your coworkers are very demanding. They expect a lot of you. And in order to please them, you have to put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. And in doing that, in order to please your employer, in order to please your coworkers, you end up ignoring your family. But if your true value in life is spending time with your family, you're never going to be happy no matter how much money you make or no matter how much you achieve in your job if your values are about family. And so it doesn't mean you can necessarily just quit your job immediately, but you may need to look at some options. We need to have an honest conversation with ourselves and really come to understand what do you really care about in life, and then live out those values. If we're going to be happy in life, we have to live out the values we truly believe in. A fifth strategy is to pay attention to the good. It is a difficult world out there, and there's a lot of negative things, and that can just consume our vision. It can consume everything we see around us. We just see negative. Sometimes we have to learn to pay attention to the good. We have to focus on it. We have to think about it. We have to pay attention when something good happens. It's very common if you ask someone, "How'd your day go?" They'll start by telling you anything that went wrong. This is just sort of how we tend to operate. But we can learn to pay attention, not to necessarily ignore the things that went wrong, but to also pay attention to what went right. Pay attention to the good things that happened. Notice those. Look for them. Pay attention to them and realize that they are there. Look for the good things that happened that day. Pay attention to them. And the sixth strategy is to make connections with other people. No matter how introverted a person might be, we are genetically wired up to connect with other people. You will never be fully happy having no connections with anyone. Make connections with people. Make connections with people that matter in your life. Spend time with them. Pursue activities that you both care about, or be with groups of people that you enjoy. But we cannot live a happy life if we have totally isolated ourselves. And that might mean on an emotional level. Okay, we may have plenty of people around us physically. We may have people around us all the time. But if we have isolated ourselves emotionally, we are cutting off a large portion of our happiness. Making real, meaningful connections with other people is critical for living a happy life. So if we're going to be happy, we need to make positive memories on purpose. We need to say nice things. Just get in the habit of saying nice things to people. To refocus the negative thoughts, they're going to be there, but refocus those. Live out your own values. Pay attention to the good that happens to you every day and make meaningful connections with other people, with the people you care about most. If you do these things, it will not solve all the problems of the world, but there is a percentage of happiness that will increase in your life, and that can be very important. Thank you for listening. I want you to know this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. I do appreciate you listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.